Welcome to day three of my five-part training series, which has been created to show you how to add a new line of revenue to your business by integrating a podcast marketing funnel. If you're just joining me, make sure you jump back to episode 247 to listen from the beginning. In this third episode, we're going to discuss the secret to crafting podcast episodes that drive sales by creating compelling messaging that speaks directly to the heart of your audience. Let's get started. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch bro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Well, hey, you, and welcome back to No BS Business School. We're diving into part three of my five-part podcast series, teaching you how to add a new stream of revenue into your business with a podcast marketing and sales funnel. If you're just joining me, make sure you jump back to episode 247 to listen from the start, and then head over to janditchfield.co/pod, that's P-O-D, to grab the workbook that goes along with this series. I'm also hosting a live Q&A on Zoom this week, and you can find all the details at that link I mentioned before and register for the session there as well. In yesterday's episode, we talked about the two types of funnels you need to master to drive sales directly off a podcast. The first being your listener acquisition funnel, which is how you attract people to your show to listen. And the second is your customer acquisition funnel, which is how you move them from listener to customer. Today, we're jumping into content and how to create content that resonates with your listeners and helps them to find your show, binge your episodes, and move down the pipeline towards your sales funnel. Your podcast isn't just another piece of content. It's a really powerful tool in your marketing arsenal, and it's capable of generating revenue and driving growth unlike anything else you might be using currently. And that's why when we create content for our episodes, it isn't just about sharing information. It's an opportunity for us to connect with our audience on a deeper level, to inspire action, and ultimately to drive those sales. Each episode you put out has the potential to lead your listener down the path toward becoming a loyal customer, which is why your strategy matters so much. And it's not just about throwing together any old episode and hoping for the best. Like, true story, you're not always going to have successes with your episodes. Certainly there's ones I've released that I'm like, well, that wasn't my best. But we want to be really intentional in what we're doing. By crafting podcast episodes that are going to drive those sales, we need to understand the strategy and our audience's needs and desires in order to connect those two things together. It's about creating content that resonates, compels, and moves them to take action. And when your messaging truly hits home with your audience, something magical happens. It's my favorite thing that happens on my podcast when someone says to me, "Did you make that episode for me?" Because they feel seen and heard and understood. And for me, the person who's creating the content, I feel like I really did my job to serve you properly. And that desire to want to serve and that feeling of being heard, well, that builds trust. And that trust forms a foundation for a strong relationship, one that will lead to conversions and ultimately to long-term customer loyalty. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty of finding topics and naming episodes, you need to determine your podcast differentiation strategy. I hate saying that word. I'll be really honest. What's your secret sauce in how you're setting up your strategy here? There are two foolproof ways you can stand out in a crowd with your show. And honestly, they're the same two ways you can stand out with your business. And that's leveraging versus innovation, which means either executing your content better than your competitors or producing meaningfully different content. So let's talk about the first strategy, producing content that's similar to what other podcasters who are targeting the same niche and audience as you are, but taking it to the next level. Now, maybe it's improving on the quality of audio production or delivering more valuable content or engaging with your audience in a more authentic and meaningful way. But when you leverage off existing shows and then you execute the content better than they are, you have the power to rise above the competition and become that go-to authority in your space. So this would be researching who your competitors are in your niche and looking at the type of content they're creating, and then creating content that's similar but leveled up. And now this strategy is not for the faint of heart. I'm going to be honest about that. And you need to have more going on than just your passion if you're going to try to do this. You need really deep subject matter knowledge, because it's all about going the extra mile and delivering content that not only meets, but exceeds the expectation of your audience. So if your audience is used to listening to shows that might be more on that like cookie cutter approach, when you dive deeper and explain the whys behind everything, the theories, the strategies, the tips, the tricks, the hacks, in a way that kind of gives your audience a full picture, it's pretty easy to stand out. But it does take a lot of work, and it's not as fast necessarily as the other strategy. Now, the payoff is you become the ultimate authority in your niche, and you build a really loyal audience and a really loyal following, because they trust what you say and they value that, which we all want as our ultimate goal in our business. And while this strategy can lead to a lot of success for you, it's not the only option available. There's another approach, one that's just as powerful and not always the first thing that's thought about when it comes to starting up a new podcast. Sometimes it's not just about doing things better, it's about doing things differently. And that's where producing meaningfully different content comes in. So instead of trying to compete head to head with other podcasters in your niche, other business owners in your niche, you carve out your own unique space. Maybe it's exploring a niche topic that no one else is covering, or bringing a fresh perspective to a familiar subject. You can pick one or more variables, like the length of a show, the format, the tone, style, topic, point of view, and then deviate from the dominant approach in your niche. So let's say everyone in your niche has hour-long episodes with really formal tones and a single host. Why not shake things up by introducing shorter, more conversational episodes with a touch of humor? Or maybe you could explore different formats like interviews, storytelling, or even roundtable discussions. The key is to play to your strengths and inject your unique personality into every aspect of your podcast. With this second strategy, you may not end up with a huge listenership like you will with the first one, but they will be incredibly loyal to you and far more likely to convert. Small, cultivated audiences are good things to have. So don't stress about that. So once you have your strategy figured out, now it's time to find topics to talk about. But where do you begin? First things first, we want to start by taking a really good look at your niche and your target audience. As I always say with everything, when we stay customer-centric, it makes it a lot easier to build a business. What are their burning questions? What are their biggest challenges? What are their deepest desires? Your goal is to find these topics that not only resonate with your audience, but also showcase your expertise and your passion about topics. Keeping your finger on the pulse of your industry trends, current events, hot topics within your niche, this will help you to keep your content fresh and relevant, but it's also going to help position you as a thought leader in your field. Watch for the gaps. And also, don't forget to tap into your own experiences, your insights, and your unique perspectives, because nobody can tell your story quite like you can. And now, you don't need to share everything about your life, but also don't be afraid to let your personality shine through. I had a client say today, actually, there's just one of me and I like who I am. And I thought that was the best thing I had heard, because I like her a lot too. And she's pretty phenomenal. Now, if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by this, in my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook, I've also included an AI prompt that will help you come up with topic ideas that are directly related to your target audience. So we go through all of this mapping in this course, and it will bring you straight down the funnel of unpacking what are the things that you should talk about. So you don't have to kind of turn on the mic, look at it, and be like, I don't know what to say. which for me in the early days was the worst feeling, and it happened a lot. What am I supposed to talk about? If you're not into the AI thing, you can also do podcast episodes about questions that your audience or your customers ask of you. Go hang out in Facebook groups where your ideal listener is. Read the comments. See what they're asking. See what they're talking about. See what their pain points are. And then do episodes to that. Use your own audience and poll them. Instagram story stickers. What are you struggling with? What do you want to learn about? What would you like me to cover on the podcast? There's a great place called Answer the Public, which is answerthepublic.com, that you can go and see what are people actually asking about, and then do podcast episodes to those. And the other thing you could do is just simply email your list and ask them, what do they want to hear from you about? The big thing to remember when you're creating content on your podcast is to always connect it back to what you sell and the problem you solve for people. Like for me, I help women make more money in their business by learning how to become professional entrepreneurs instead of just winging it. So the content I share on this podcast is always aligned back to ways to make more money, things that are holding you back from making more money, strategies for mastering business acumen, which aligns directly with what I sell. My mastermind legacy, my membership, the Academy, my sales course, Capital Campaign Formula, and now my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook. If the content doesn't align to the solutions you provide, it won't convert. Trust me, I experiment with these things a lot. It might be fun content to produce, but if it doesn't lead to sales, it is not leading your business forward. Don't do it. You just become noise in a sea of things that are already so noisy. And we want to be hot pink in that sea, not just more beige in the sea of beige. Next, let's dive into why SEO is so incredibly crucial when it comes to crafting podcast episode titles. Your podcast episodes aren't where you should be getting cute or clever or fun. They're signposts that guide your potential listeners to your podcast. And what's the best way to ensure those signposts get noticed? You guessed it, SEO. Podcast player apps operate the same way any other search engine works. People go and they type in things that they're looking for that they want to learn about. And then your content gets fed there with everybody else's. And when you optimize your episode titles for the search engines, you are essentially increasing your chances of being discovered by the people who are actively searching for content like yours. So think about it. If someone's looking for tips on growing their online business revenue and your podcast episode title and it happens to include those keywords, guess whose podcast is more likely to get clicked on? Yours. But here's the thing. SEO isn't just about stuffing your titles with keywords. It's about finding the sweet spot between relevance and it being readable. You want your titles to accurately reflect the content on your episode, but still being engaging and clickable. And let's not forget about the power of long tail keywords. Now, long tail keywords are longer, more specific phrases that users typically use when they're closer to making a purchase decision or seeking really specific information. Short tail keywords are shorter and more general, and long tail keywords are highly targeted, and they often have less search volume on them. So for example, let's say you have a podcast about gardening. A short tail keyword might be gardening tips, which is pretty broad and pretty competitive, but a long tail keyword could be something more like organic vegetable gardening tips for beginners, which is much more specific and targeted. And long tail keywords are valuable because they help you attract a more relevant audience. Now, they're not going to have as much search volume on them as the short tail ones do, but people who are searching for long tail keywords are usually further along in the buying process and they're more likely to convert. Ultimately, optimizing your episode titles for SEO isn't just about getting more clicks. It's about connecting with the right audience and providing value to your listeners. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling the overwhelm again, join my course, because I promise you, I will take that away from you with my step-by-step critical path. All the AI prompts are there. All the templates are there. It's all there to help you get your podcast marketing funnel up and running smoothly. And you can head over to janditchfield.co/playbook to read all about it. So there you have it. That's content. Tomorrow on episode 250, it's my 250th episode. I can't believe that. We're going to be talking about my favorite subject. I saved it for this episode, and that is strategies to monetize your podcast. I want you to learn how to generate consistent revenue in your business with my no-brainer sales strategies that are going to excite and delight your audience. Doesn't that just sound lovely? And while you're waiting for that episode to come out, make sure you go over and check out my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook, at janditchfield.co/playbook. It is jam-packed with top-notch resources and strategy that will help you add a new line of revenue into your business with the addition of a simple podcast marketing funnel. I love it, and you're going to love it too. And until tomorrow, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at janditchfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.